We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And away we go, ladies and gentlemen. The third and final hour of the show gets started right now. I am Rob Brown. My executive producer and co-host Diesel is the head honcho with the Radio Ranch back in the Palatial Network studio, pushing the button and switching the switches that make the show sound as good as it does today. Happy Wednesday, America. 4 minutes after the 2 o'clock hour, and it is so good to be with you all across the upstate. 97.7 FM Greenville, 97.1 FM Spartanburg, and of course, all around the world on your smart speaker. You just tell Alexa, hey, Alexa, play ESPN Upstate, and she'll say,
boonk, playing ESPN Upstate now from radio.com.
And then she'll do just that. Unless you're hanging out with Urban Meyer, and then you say, Alexa, play ESPN Upstate, and she'll say, I was giving you a chance there to, I thought you were going to make an.
Is there a joke that you expect to just be baked right in?
I kind of thought you would make Alexa make the bong sound again, because, you know, that's what Herb does on his days off.
Watching, if you could watch my face while I do that, it's not a pretty thing. It's it's really a disturbing thing to watch, I would imagine.
For those of you who don't know what we're talking about, there is a, yesterday, Urban Meyer was out there on, Fox Sports or Big Ten Network. I'm not sure which one. I want to say
Big Ten Network.
Big Ten Network. He was on the Big Ten Net, and he was doing an interview, where he, he was talking with one of the talking heads. And halfway through his interview, you realize that what's behind him is a glass mirror that is pointing back towards what appears to be the, shall I say, living area of some sort of houseboat that Urban Meyer is in. At least that's what it appears to be from the mirror. I guess it could theoretically just be like a small little apartment or something. But I've been on boats, it's a boat. And through the interview, as Urban's talking, over his left shoulder on the right-hand side of the screen, the door opens, and in walks a man who Diesel would describe as...
naked.
Fair enough. I mean, we don't
and
know...
And hefty.
We don't know that he's naked, but he is certainly not wearing a shirt. And he is, as Diesel said, a thick boy. I think that's how
hefty,
that internet
hefty, hefty.
Goes. So, Herb, as this guy walks in, clear as day, over Herb's left shoulder in the reflection of the mirror, this dude's just walking around, hanging out in the room, staring at Urban as he does this national interview. But then something happens, and it explains why from the beginning of this clip until the end, it explains why my man Herb is kind of squinting at the camera. You know, man? He's just like, dude, is this a camera? So here's what it sounds like. And then I will pause it right before Herb takes his pause, because then we really need you to listen to what happened. Because yes, it is amazing.
You know, it's not your time as a coach or player to really give a opinion about something as serious as pandemic and medical causation. I'm hearing those words of litigation and, you know, future issues. So you just got to trust that the people care and love you and go about your business and train as hard as you can if there's a season there is. If not, and you're a senior and get ready for the NFL, you got to do that too. So, you know, we live under the world of E plus R equals O. That means you can't control events in your life. You can control how you respond. Respond positively and move forward.
Yeah, so what would be, as a coach, give us a sense of kind of what that next step is. I know you talk a ton.
Did you catch that?
I did.
So, now that you know where it's coming, I'll play it again. What you are going to hear in the background is two sounds. Here they are once again.
Respond positively and move forward.
Yeah, so what would be, as a coach, give us a sense of kind of what that next step is.
So, the two sounds that you hear, Diesel, are what?
The sound of a Bic lighter going, and then the sound of a fat bong rip.
Why is that the funniest thing I've seen all week?
To be blunt, Urban needs to do better at checking his surroundings.
Oh, how did we leave that one out? Man. So Herb has a Bromigo hanging out with him on what appears to be a boat. I'm guessing a boat, honestly. It appears, and by the way, Diesel, as I look at this boat, pretty dope boat. Thank you very much. Worked on that one for a minute. This guy walks in. Walks up to Herb as he's doing the interview. His reflection is very clear in the mirror. The camera cuts off of Herb to go back to the talking head in the studio. And you hear, I just want you to do it again, D, so I'm not going to lie. My dude was clearly taking a massive bong rip while Urban is on national television.
You know, it's good to have buds like that who like to hang out.
Yeah, there it is.
With topics like this, the jokes are just half-baked right in.
You know why? So Urban can't lose that job because, you know, the importance of his job has never been higher.
Believe it. We're going to be talking about this for a while.
Oh, I'm running out because I don't want to use the ones we used earlier.
Maybe they should have done this interview in front of a green screen.
That joke had potential. See, I'm reaching now. I'm reaching now at this point. I'm reaching and I acknowledge that.
Who knew we'd spend 30 minutes of the show, literally almost a sixth of the show today, cracking weed puns?
Long as we're not just sitting here blowing smoke. Thank you very much. I'm working on them. All right. Anyway, the point of all that is Urban Meyer likes to get high. I don't care. Live your best life, Urban. Do your thing, man. If that's your thing, do your thing. I just find it hilarious that my dude straight up got busted on the Big Ten Network throwing down reefer with some thick dude half naked on a party boat. I'm just saying, Herb, that's how rumors get started. That's all. And by the way, I hope Twitter trending topics goes well because Alex Jones is trending today, Diesel, and that could be fun. Looking forward to that. All right. 844-477-3776, 844-GSP-ESPN, 844-477-3776. At ESPN, Rob, did your guest just say, get around this joint? I am pretty high on him coming back again.
Waka waka.
I like how Diesel tells 30 minutes of weed puns and he laughs. One guest tells weed puns and Diesel's like, womp, 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 womp. Oh, man. All right. Dame Lillard, that kid's kind of a monster, becomes the first NBA player in history to have 3 60-point games in a season as he goes bananas last night with the Blazers and the Mavericks getting it going. Damian Lillard is just unfair, man. The dude is a human cheat code. He is something else. There's a video going around right now of Kobe Bryant before he passed away in his last, actually, I want to say in his last season. There's a video going around of Kobe Bryant after they played Dame early in Dame's career, and he talked about that game against Dame, and he said, that kid is something special. Kobe was right, man. Kobe was spot on, because Dame Lillard right now is straight up bananas. He has owned right now. He has owned this bubble. He has been, he's had a 50 and a 60-point game back-to-back. He has put that team on his back. He has been carrying that team through the entire season. And I'll be real with you, I didn't think that was going to be the case, because primarily the Trailblazers did not look all that great going into the bubble, right? They did not look all that great going into the bubble. There were a lot of questions. In fact, I think the Pelicans were either 3-0 and 4-0. And that's why a lot of people thought that the Pelicans were going to make it into the playoffs, because if it wasn't going to be the Blazers, it would have to be the Pelicans. And the Pels have basically owned the Blazers all season long. But Dame Lillard is hitting different right now, man. He is hitting hard. He is playing above the rim, and it's unreal to watch that kid play. If you're not watching Damian Lillard in the bubble, that guy is the bubble player. That guy is the bubble player right now. Watch the Trailblazers, because they're great. All right, just about 10 minutes left in the first overtime period. Carolina 3, Boston 3 in game number 1 of this playoff matchup, Eastern Conference opening round. We're going to keep this on the screen for you throughout the rest of the day. I'll address it when we get to a final. Carolina right now in possession in the attacking third. They are holding the puck very well. But Boston's had about 4, maybe 5 shots on goal since the overtime period started. And Carolina has got to stop those quick dives down into the attacking third from Boston, because most of the goals Boston has scored so far have all been on rebounds. They haven't really been great shots. They've been on putbacks. They've been on pucks bouncing off the keeper and a stick just finding it very quickly. They haven't been on great shots. So Carolina needs to get something working. But they're back on the attack now after a turnover in the attacking third. No line change. Carolina's just going to go straight at it. And I'll keep you up to date on this game as we move forward. Let's take a break. Come back. Run one more segment. Then Chris Lewis from the Greenville Triumph will join us on the program to talk about the Triumph re-welcoming fans into Legacy Early College on Saturday evening. And then we'll end with Twitter trending topics. That's all coming up on the Rob Brown Show on ESPN Upstate.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So we got Chris Lewis of the Greenville Triumph coming up in the next segment, and we're going to dump out just a little bit early to fit him in because the Triumph released some huge news on the show earlier this week, and now we're going to talk about it at length coming up again with Chris Lewis in the next segment. Before we get there, Diesel, I don't really ordinarily do this because, again, I really do try to stick to sports most of the time, but I came across a Reddit thread just a few minutes ago that filled me with somewhere between humor and depression. The question asked by this Reddit thread is, what made you realize this girl is definitely not into me? And some of the answers, Diesel, just made me cringe, and I want to share them because I want your reaction. How did you know this girl was definitely not into you? Number one, went to her apartment, helped her set up her Tinder account. Okay, not a great start. Not a great start at all. Answer number two, I asked a girl if she wanted to grab lunch together sometime soon. She said she was busy that day. I never specified a day. She just hit him with, I'm busy with all the days. I went out to a restaurant bar with 4 buddies. Some ladies sent over a round of drinks to my 4 buddies.
Ouch.
Yeah. She used to give everyone at work hugs, but only ever offered me a high five. I think that one might actually hurt the worst, to tell you the truth. Like, she's rolling around hugs and you get the high. We set up a date. She stood me up. When I asked her why, she simply said she forgot. Ever happened to you, Diesel?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the worst. But, like, it's one of those things where you're like, I just want you to be honest with me. Unless you just forgot, in which case, make up something like your grandma died. That way I can pretend that I'm not the worst person in the world. Let's see. I had some good ones, but there were, where'd it go? Okay. Gave a girl at work my number on a piece of paper. She handed it right back and said, we talk at work all the time. Let's just keep doing that. Yeah, no bueno. Let's see. Oh, I had such a good one and now I lost it. Oh, well, it was worth it. Point is, rejection is something that we all deal with, like a lot, right? Like a lot. And it can sting. And even when I thought about it, Diesel, yesterday as I sat on the couch after the show, after the Big Ten, after the Pac-12, both announced that they would not be playing football in the fall, I thought back to some of my worst breakups, and I think I would rather go through those all over again than have to face the reality that there won't be college football in the fall.
Well, don't worry. Anybody that you're dating is not going to want to be around you, so you might have that opportunity. Rob Brown without football is going to be an insufferable human being.
I want to be offended by that, but you might not be wrong. Here's the thing. Because I was on Twitter yesterday after it was announced, and one of my buddies was like, hey, man, you know, it's not the end of the world. This isn't terrible. Like, outside is still a thing, you know, and you can go camping and hiking and kayaking. And I thought, you know what? I did just kind of move to a camping paradise, right? Like, I could go out and in 10 minutes any direction from my apartment, I'm in a national park. This could be phenomenal. But then I realized, you know what would happen? I'd get out camping. I'd camp Friday night. I wake up Saturday, and I'd wake up going, We should be playing stupid football right now. Stupid COVID no football. What the hell? And then I'd just be angry in the woods instead of angry in my house, Diesel. So, anyway. 844-GSP ESPN. I'll tell you what. Let's get out just a minute early here. And we'll bring Chris Lewis in. Chris is a member, and excuse me, is a member, is the president of the Greenville Triumph. He's not, I mean, he is a member, but he's kind of the dude for the Greenville Triumph. He'll join us in the next segment as the Triumph are set to return fans to Legacy Early College this Saturday evening for the next Greenville Triumph match. We'll talk with him about how that's worked out, what the plans and the protocols are, and a whole lot more. You're listening to The Rob Brown Show. You are listening to ESPN Upstate.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And away we go. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. The Rob Brown Show is right here on ESPN Upstate. I am Rob. The pleasure is mine. Thanks for hanging out with us. Now, we welcome to the phone lines a gentleman that I had the pleasure and privilege of meeting just a few days ago in person, but we've had him on the show many times and are glad to welcome him back now. Mr. Chris Lewis is the president of the Greenville Triumph and joins us here on the show. Chris, great to have you back on, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks, brother. It's good to be on with you. It was great to meet you in person. And before we jump in, I do have to give you gratuitous praise. It's really, really nice having someone in market who genuinely is excited about what we're doing and things. And you've been great since you've come on the scene here in Greenville. Doug and I were talking about it just the other day. With the segment you did after you were at the match. And we just want to say thank you because, you know, having an advocate like you and having someone who you can tell that the enthusiasm is intrinsic and genuine is a huge deal. So thank you, my man.
Well, it's very kind of you, and the check is in the mail. It'll be there in the next two or three days. No, I appreciate it. Listen, look, I'm a soccer guy. I love soccer. I think it's a beautiful game. I think that it should and could continue to grow, and I have, in just the short time I've been here, as I've told you face-to-face, I see the soccer community here and how big it is and it can be. Obviously, MLS has recognized that by putting another team right up there in Charlotte, but what you guys have built with the Triumph is something that it's easy to get behind. I mean, it's not just the fact that you guys are a team that is very, very good, very talented, very well coached with Coach Harkes. But you guys have an association with this community that I have been hearing about from when I got here. When I auditioned here, you were the first team that I heard about. You were the first logo that I saw. When I checked into my Airbnb, there were Triumph stickers on the windows and a Triumph fridge on the magnet. And I was like, what is that? And I was excited before I even knew I had this job here. So it's easy to get involved and get excited about a club when the club gives you something to get involved with and to be excited about, and you guys have done just that. So I appreciate the kind words, but I thank you guys for putting together a heck of an organization to get behind. Speaking of an organization to get behind, Doug, or excuse me, Chris, as I've got both of you guys' name on my mind now, we get to do that in person coming up this weekend. Talk to us a little bit about getting the stadium open back up for fans.
Yes, indeed. We're incredibly excited to welcome fans back to Legacy. It's been really something that we've been working on from the time the league's hiatus was put into effect back in March. The number of Zoom calls and conference calls and board of governors and president's meetings and everything that have gone on have really been trying to put together the framework and the roadmap, if you will, to get to the point that we're going to reach on Saturday. And, when we started on July 25th, it was our first home match. It was closed door. At that point, there wasn't clearance from the state to be able to host fans. That said, if there was, we had spoken internally that from a safety perspective and just wanting to kind of get the lay of the land where numbers were going, we were going to play closed door regardless. On the match on the 5th that you attended, we were able to host fans, but again, kept it closed except for family and, of course, everyone's favorite radio host.
Mark was there? Didn't even see him.
And moving from that, had worked on obviously getting an exemption to be able to host more than 250. And that exemption could have gone up to 50% of capacity. We didn't know what it would be. But all of the planning and protocols that we had put in place, both through the league and through our own internal mechanisms within the club, we submitted to the governor's office. It was reviewed and pretty quickly approved. And we sent three different documents in to be reviewed. One really summarized the process and what ingress and egress would look like, what social distancing would look like. We touched on the algorithm that our ticketing partner created to create social distancing in the stands, and then had conversations with both the governor's office and the mayor. And a part of that is, you know, social distancing and wearing masks, and that's a big piece. And I think everybody who's been following us on social has seen the mask piece of it in stadium, unless you're eating or drinking, is a big piece of us being able to do this and being able to continue to do it. So a lot of work has gone into it. We continue to check our checklists and things, you know, triple check them and get ready for Saturday. And oh, by the way, in addition to having fans, we're going to be on local TV live too, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, live on CW62 for those of you in market. And, of course, live on ESPN Plus is all the games are this season for USL League One. So you can watch the game if you can't be there. I will be. Absolutely cannot wait. When I got to go to that game last week when you guys were so kind to invite me to come cover it, even though it was family only in the stands, when JJ got that goal in the 92nd minute to go up 1-0, Chris, I could feel an energy and an excitement built in just the handful of people that were there. You can see that, especially in soccer, even just a few dozen people in attendance can change the way that the entire environment is that surrounds a football match. What are the players saying? Are they excited to have fans back in attendance, even if it is in limited numbers because of that?
Absolutely. We all are. At the end of the day, you know, this club, the mission of our club, and it's a mission that I'm sure Doug has conveyed and Joe has conveyed in conversations, and I have as well, is to bring joy to our community and to be a community asset and a civic-minded organization. And having, you know, the support of the upstate community behind us means the world to our club in general, but particularly the players and the coaches. I was out at Bob Jones yesterday. I chatted with some of the players, chatted with John. He texted me last night and asked how ticket sales were going. It's a thing that they're looking forward to, and it's a thing that they cherish. It's going to be different. You know, there's not going to be the normal interaction that there is at matches, especially post-game with regard to selfies and autographs and that kind of thing. But make no mistake that knowing that the upstate community is going to be in Legacy, behind them, cheering them on, you know, having the chants going and the songs going and that, you know, that cheer when the ball hits the back of the net, it means the world to the players and to the coaches. So, you know, and as a club as a whole, we are incredibly thankful for the support the community's put behind us while, you know, we were working up to play returning. certainly while we played a couple closed door matches, and we really look forward to creating a safe and fun experience, even though it's going to look a little different than what people may be used to starting Saturday night.
Chris Lewis is the president of the Greenville Triumph, joining us here on the Rob Brown Show and ESPN Upstate, as the Triumph will welcome fans back in attendance for the match this weekend, Saturday, against Chattanooga, the first sporting event in the Upstate to allow the return of fans. What is, listen, I know, Chris, that it was a process for you guys to be able to be the first Upstate team to allow fans back in. I know there were hoops and hurdles and bars to jump in through, over and around, but what does it mean to you? You know, we know it's important to the players to have the momentum. We know that it's important to the team to have that energy there, but to you personally, to accomplish that, knowing that there are still hurdles to cross, but knowing that you get to be the first team to welcome Upstate sports fans back, how does that feel for you personally?
It's great, and it's rewarding. And you know, I did an interview earlier today and said, you know, I've been in this business almost 25 years, and I've talked to, you know, my mentors, people I've worked with, worked for, and to a person, they've said, you know, this is unlike anything we've ever encountered. And certainly, you know, I didn't do any of this myself. This is a team effort. We are blessed with an amazing front office staff, a tremendous coaching staff, and an unbelievable group of players. And oh, by the way, a tremendous ownership group who has been incredibly patient with us, have looked, you know, at the big picture, and have allowed us to do the things that we needed to do along the way. Our colleagues with, you know, our fellow club members within the league, the folks at the league office, we've worked incredibly well together, and there's been a tremendous amount of collaboration in getting to this point. So honestly, Rob, I'm proud of our club, and I'm proud of the staff, the coaches, the players, and I'm honored to be a part of that, you know, that our ownership has allowed me to be a part of it. For us to be able to deliver something that people have been yearning for in terms of live sports and entertainment, the work that's gone into getting in position to do it safely. And like we said, we know not everybody's going to be comfortable, and that's okay too. And thankfully, you know, we've gotten the support of WSPA and CW62 to put this on locally for those who haven't subscribed to ESPN Plus, and then a great partnership through the league with ESPN, and ESPN Plus has made our product and the experience tangible to folks when it otherwise wasn't. So to be able to get back to a little bit of normalcy, if you will, even though it's going to be a bit different, is huge, and it's something that really, you know, I think we'll take a look back when we get to November and go, holy cow, look at what we as a collective did.
Yeah, you guys, like I said, are building something, continue to build something very special, and I am happy to contribute to that in any little way that I can. I am more excited to be able to be among that number in Legacy Early College on Saturday, and finally, I'll be able to buy my jersey, Chris, because that's the one thing I have yet to pick up. I wanted to get my jersey at the first match, and that's going to get to happen on Saturday when we're all back in that number. Chris Lewis is our guest, the president of the Greenville Triumph, as they play Chattanooga on Saturday at 7 o'clock at Legacy Early College, and fans are allowed. Chris, man, it's great to have you back on the show. I appreciate your time as always, buddy, and look forward to seeing you on Saturday at a home match, man.
For sure, my man. It's great to talk to you. Thanks again for all the support and Upstate community. Tickets are on sale to the public now, so if you're comfortable, definitely hit that buy button, and we'll see you Saturday night.
Love it. Love it. Chris, thank you always, buddy. Appreciate you very much, man. That is Chris Lewis. He's the president of the Greenville Triumph, joining us here on the Rob Brown Show. Tickets are on sale. Go to their website now. You can pick them up there, and I will see you there. Mask on, America. As I mentioned, if you're not coming to wear a mask, don't show up. Don't ruin this for the rest of us. Please, please, please. Quick break. We come back. Dietzel leads us through Twitter trending topics. We talk about what you're talking about along the Upstate. This is the Rob Brown Show on ESPN Upstate.
Here's what's happening on the internet. Let's see what Rob Brown knows about it. You were excited about this topic hours ago. Alex Jones is trending.
Alex Jones, you sad, attention-seeking man. Look, there was a point in time where I will acknowledge I used to listen to Alex Jones' show because I thought it was a fake show. Diesel, I thought it was sarcasm, right? I thought this dude can't be serious. Like, he's got to be kidding with this insanity. And then I realized one of two things. Either he's not kidding, in which case he's dangerous, or he's just a grifter, right? Like, he takes money from people that he tricks and fools. He's either sad or he's a grifter, and it's terrifying that he has as much influence. Well, he used to, anyway. He spent, apparently, in the last couple of days, some hours walking around a state park in Austin, Texas, yelling at teenagers through a bullhorn, saying that the Rona is fake and it was just a land grab and power grab. And oh, God, it's just, it's wild. I don't even know. Diesel, I don't even know how to make jokes about it. Alex Jones is a big enough joke that I don't need to add to it.
Yeah, that I don't know. I don't know what to say about the guy. I mean, the fact that so many people put so much stock and belief in what a guy like that has to say is it's really a scary thought. Next up, Bruins are trending.
Yes, and the Bruins are trending in the right direction because they have just defeated your Carolina Hurricanes. The 4 seed knocks off the 5 seed as they go up 1-0. Patrice Bergeron scores his 4th career overtime goal at the start of the 2nd overtime. And so the Bruins move on past the Hurricanes and take a 1-0 series lead in the opening round of the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs.
All right, next trending topic is Jerry Jones.
Jason Garrett, who, of course, was let go as the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys, has finally spoken out about his time with the Dallas Cowboys. He did so yesterday, said goodbye to the Big D, and I do mean Dallas. And now people are basically, Cowboys fans are basically calling out Jerry Jones as he is set to hold his daily or his annual State of the Cowboys address. Here's the deal. I've been saying it. I'll keep saying it. I'll say it now, and I'll say it as many times as it needs to be said. Until Jerry Jones goes away, the Dallas Cowboys will still be bad, okay? He thinks he's a head coach and a GM and an owner and a personnel guy and a talent scout, and he's none of those things except an owner. Until JJ gets out of the way, the Cowboys will keep getting close and coming up short. End of sentence.
All right, next topic, for some reason, is hashtag nasty woman.
That is because yesterday, Joe Biden, Democratic presidential candidate for the office of the president of these great United States, announced that Kamala Harris would be his vice presidential nominee. And it took Donald Trump only a couple of minutes to come out and call her a nasty woman, the same way that he did Hillary Clinton and has done so with so many other female politicians who were on the other side of the aisle from Donald Trump. President Trump decided that the best way to fight Kamala Harris's nomination as the vice president was to immediately, within minutes, call her a hashtag nasty woman. And, of course, people are firing back at President Trump now for that statement. Can we elect any functioning adult in 2020? Like, let's just vote for an adult. Just pick an adult. Just any old adult with a functioning brain who's not a jerk, and we'll be good to go.
All right, next topic, and it really depends on how I read this one, is where this direction could go. It's either hashtag hard on yourself or hashtag hard on yourself. I don't know what it is because it's all one word. It's hard to tell.
I don't know what to do with that. I don't know what to do with that. I don't. I am going to assume it's along the lines of like, hey, guys, don't be so hard on yourself.
Uh-huh.
But then it's Twitter. And, you know, Twitter's terrible and gross and nasty and all that. I'm just going to say, hey, guys, don't be so hard on yourself, and I'll just let you finish that sentence however you wish to do so.
Now, apparently that is the name of either, a song by the artist Charlie Puth.
Okay.
And it's coming out on Friday. So there you go.
Charlie Puth.
I've heard the name. Couldn't tell you something.
No idea.
Couldn't tell you. Let's see. Trying to see what else is trending. Something that's a little Nebraska football?
Yeah, yesterday Nebraska made it known that they are willing to reunite with the Big 12 for a reunion tour that would put them into the college football scene of 2020. And, of course, people started losing their minds about it. I'm all for it. I think it's great. If Nebraska wants to try to play, try to get back in with the Big 12. You make more sense in the Big 12. You are definitely a Big 12 school, not a Big 10 school. But we'll see how it plays out. That's it for the show. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks as always to Diesel for all his hard work. We hand the ball off to Mark Ryan and Lonzo for Offsides coming up next. Stay tuned for a lot more coverage of college football. Y'all have a great rest of your day. Don't drink and drive. I'll punch you in the face. My name is Rob Brown. This is ESPN Upstate. Later.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.